This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is a sunnah to make your fasts easy. Our Prophet advised us as such. Nonetheless, you're going to find some things difficult. But let's not confuse what's difficult with what is unusual. And the reason I say this is people sometimes say they feel hungry, but we've talked about things like false hunger before. If you haven't heard of that, then look at the earlier chapters of the Tayyib book, the audio books available on my YouTube channel anyway. But we'll talk about some other things today, which are namely the physical side effects while fasting, things that you notice that might feel odd and you associate them with hunger, and they might feel even unpleasant, but actually they're not if you really sort of understand them as just a consequence of fasting. And actually they can be quite beneficial, or they indicate that something good is going on. So the first thing we'll notice is unusual breath towards the end. Now, we may be aware of the hadith that says the breath of someone fasting is more fragrant to God than the scent of musk. It's more like a man walking among the people with a sack full of musk. You know, musk is amazing smelling stuff, isn't it? So what does that say? Well, obviously it's desirable to Allah that we fast. But to understand the smell, it might be a couple of different things. First of all, you might feel it slightly unpleasant, because especially towards the end of the day, if you haven't brushed your teeth since Sehri, then you might find it malodorous. But the bacteria in the mouth are always releasing gases. Normally, we drink water and other fluids, which douse the mouth, so it disappears. So a lack of water can bring the smell out a bit more. You could deal with it very easily with a miswak and by gargling. And the other smell that we notice is actually that of a slightly sweet taste. So that happens in the later stages of fasting. After a few days, in your body starts switching to burning fats. And you can expect that if you continue to fast and, you know, keep up with the proper nutrition, you know, not loading up on the carbohydrates and what have you. And that slightly sweet smell is the result of burning fats, which result in chemicals called ketones. And ketones have a smell that's a bit like nail polish remover or pear drops. And it's a good sign in a healthy fasting person. If the smell happens in a type 1 diabetic, then that's a bad sign. It's a sign of failure of insulin. And diabetics should take fasting with clear knowledge and advice from their doctor. It also pays to remember not to upset others. Just because the hadith tell you that the smell is a sign of blessing from Allah, it doesn't mean that you should expect humans to appreciate it, especially those who don't know about your fasting. If you're moderating your behavior, you're speaking less, you're conducting yourself with greater composure, reining in your volume and your speech, so this problem should take care of itself anyway. But do brush your teeth after eating at suhoor, and gargle properly at wudu, and use a miswak, and the unpleasant elements of the smell will go. And when you start feeling that slightly sweet smell, then you know your body has really switched towards burning fat. And as I say, if you continue for the next few days, you will find that the smell will come, and you will feel good about it, hopefully, because you know that this is a sign your body is doing what it ought to do. It's starting to clean house inside. I'll talk about a couple of other things before we run out of time. I want to keep these things fairly short. Feeling full of air. So feeling full of air, feeling's also called bloating. It's a sign of normal adjustment of the body's salt levels in reaction to fasting. It happens if there's too much salt in your food. Drink more water at suhoor and use less salt, but no need to be alarmed or go to extremes. The body will adjust and the feeling will diminish with time anyway. Something some of you will be feeling, especially in countries which are more extremes in temperature, that you will be feeling very cold or very hot, or at least colder or hotter than usual. There's two reasons why this happens. The first is dehydration later in the day when you're running low on water. Less water in your body tissues means you have less insulation against the temperature outside. So if it's colder than you feel cold, and if it's hotter than you feel hot. Again, drinking more water at suhoor, or moderating your activities to not exert yourself too much, not you know, depleting all your water reserves early on in the day. That will help. But again, if you do nothing, your body will adjust to this feeling. And as the month goes by, within a few days, you should feel very little of this extra cold or heat that you do notice in the first few days, unless you have an unusual body weight. People who are thinner tend to notice these extremes more. The second reason why we feel cooler is something called a metabolic shift. So when the body switches from burning sugar to burning fat, there's a small reduction in your metabolic rate whilst the system is switching over. And your body temperature drops slightly as a result of this temporary slowdown. And once you're fully over into fat burning, your metabolism actually speeds up. But this switch can take several days to happen efficiently. So don't worry if you feel it's not happening straight away. But be aware that, you know, that slight feeling of coolness or even that tiredness in the evening, that's will come on for a number of reasons. But especially after the first 3 or 4 days, that tiredness associated with coolness is your body, again, is switching over to a fat-burning system. And that's a good thing, generally speaking. Okay, more hopefully tonight or tomorrow. Keep well and keep listening and keep watching and stay off social media except for the good stuff. I hope this is part of the good stuff. And then we'll have a wonderful Ramzan and emerge very much wiser and, I guess, more settled than we previously were. Inshallah. It certainly helps me to create these things for you. And I hope it's of benefit to somebody out there. Ameen.